This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we talk to a sports director about what to expect from the Milwaukee Brewers this year on baseball's opening day.
First, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Baseball is a sport with a long history in Milwaukee. Historian John Gerda brings us the story of one of the city's oldest traditions.
Baseball. The crack of the bat, the roar of the crowd, the cries of the peanut vendors. Those have been fixtures of summertime in Milwaukee for almost as long as there's been a Milwaukee. It was in 1859 that the first game was played on a local diamond. Baseball was a different sport in those days. Pitchers threw underhand, players fielded without gloves, and the bats were so heavy they were sometimes called wagon tongues. Everyone wore woolen uniforms, even on the hottest days, and they could really work up a sweat. It wasn't unusual for scores to reach the triple digits. As the game evolved and the fan base grew, what had begun as a gentleman's hobby became a professional sport. The minor league Milwaukee Grays made their debut in 1878, and the city fielded any number of pro squads in the decades that followed. The most durable minor league team was the old Milwaukee Brewers. From 1902 to 1952, they played their home games at Borchardt Field, a Northside ballpark shoehorned into a single city block at 8th and Burleigh. Interstate 43 now runs through its ghost. The park's wooden benches held roughly 10,000 fans, some of whom went home with splinters in their backsides. The foul poles were just 266 feet from home plate, and long balls sometimes sailed through living room windows across the street. It may have been primitive by modern standards, but fans loved Borchardt's Orchard. For 50 years, they took the streetcar to watch players with nicknames like Hot Potato, Specs, Cuckoo, Dinty, Tink, Ski, and Wee Willie take on the St. Paul Apostles, the Louisville Colonels, and the Toledo Mud Hens. The team rewarded its fans with 8 American Association pennants during its long run. It was the minor league Brewers' success, both on the field and at the gate, that gave Milwaukee the confidence to build County Stadium in 1953. We built it, and they came. The Boston Braves moved in as soon as the stadium was ready, and Milwaukee was finally in the bigs. The team set a National League attendance record in its very first season and won the World Series just 4 years later, vanquishing the mighty New York Yankees. After the intoxicating success of the Braves, Milwaukee and Wisconsin have lived through the heartbreak of their defection to Atlanta, the soporific slumps of the early Brewers, the glory years of the Molitor era, and the ups and downs of the Miller Park period. Win or lose, Milwaukee remained a great baseball town. The Brewers' attendance record passed 1 million for the first time in 1973 when the team finished 23 games out of first place. Last year, at the start of a painful rebuilding period, 2.5 million showed up. And why not? Every spring, hope returns like the tulips in our backyards. Will this season be the one? Will the Brewers still be contenders in September? There's only one way to find out. Play ball!
John Gerda is an award-winning historian and the author of many books on Milwaukee. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. It's a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more online at wisconsinlife.org.
With today being opening day for Major League Baseball, we thought we'd keep the baseball talk going by taking stock of the Milwaukee Brewers' chances in this new season.
And joining us now is Reed Magnum, sports director at WSUM Student Radio in Madison. Reed, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me on.
So we don't want to dwell too much on the past, but how would you say that last year's season for the Brewers went?
It was an interesting year to begin with because they came into the season and fans were a little bit skeptical. I mean, the Brewers the year before that had led in the NL Central for most of the year. Then they just fell off a cliff towards the end of the season. And not a lot of off-season moves were made. So people kind of came into last year with some skepticism just how good they would be. There wasn't a lot of differences, but they still had some big-name guys, thought it could maybe work out well. And it was an incredibly disappointing start. They won 5 out of the first 22 games in the month of April. Manager Ron Renicki was fired. Doug Melvin ended up moving out of the GM role. So it was a tough year. It was a year of a lot of transition, something that Brewer fans hadn't been overly used to. So last year was definitely a tough one.
Well, let's get into what's happened in the meantime. And you mentioned rebuilding years. It seems like this is a big one. There are a lot of unfamiliar faces on the team this year, aren't there?
There are. I'm actually at opening day today, and fans have just been listening to some talk about what they're seeing. And they're saying, boy, I don't recognize half the guys. And so there are so many new players on this team. But the thing that's been fun, too, to hear just from talking to people is they've said, well, you know, there's a lot of excitement, though. I mean, let's see some of the young players. Let's see what they can do. Let's see what we have. So this year, definitely big transition year. And I think Brewer fans overall, they're trying to take it in stride.
Now, Ryan Braun is back. He's one of the old veterans on the team. Is there anybody else?
Well, you've got Jonathan Lucroy, the catcher, who had an interesting offseason because not too long ago, earlier this year, he actually said that he would like to be traded, wants to go play for a contender rather than team in the rebuilding phase. So he's a guy that he's still on the roster, though. There's a story out about him kind of any day expecting to actually be moved. It never has happened, at least for now. You've got him, and then an interesting story, too, guys, is Chris Capuano, a former Brewer who was kind of a fan favorite a number of years ago, left, went to some other teams, and he's back this year, actually pitched a little bit out of the bullpen today. So there's a few names people will definitely recognize, but also many, many players that people will be seeing for the first time.
Talking to Reed Magnum, sports director at WSUM Student Radio in Madison, looking at opening day from the Milwaukee Brewers. New faces on the team, what their prospects are for the season. Reed, talk us through some of the new people there. Are there players that people are excited about either for this year or as prospects for the future?
Well, I'll give you guys one guy that fans are really excited about, and he actually led the game off. His name is Domingo Santana, and he's a leadoff player today. And he's a big guy. He's somebody that's got a lot of power. Fans are very, very excited for what he's going to be able to do. And he's right there at the top of the order. So Craig Counsell, their manager, he's putting him right in the line of fire and saying, go out there, get some good experience. We'll see how much of the year that actually happens. He's really one of those guys that I think fans will get to know more and more as the year goes on. He's probably that main guy to talk about. And then from there, it's just a lot of faces. It's really amazing just watching this team, how many guys are, some of them kind of 30 years old. People haven't necessarily recognized Chris Carter would be one of those guys. But overall, I would say Domingo Santana, that would be the guy that I think most fans will be getting more and more comfortable with as the year goes on.
Who's at the top of the Brewers pitching this season?
Well, they've got Willie Peralta, who was the ace and started today. And Willie Peralta is going to be the guy at the top. From there, you know, the rotation, it's not going to be nearly as good as fans have had the last few years. One interesting storyline with pitching is that Will Smith, who is going to be the Brewers' closer, recently ended up tearing up his knee because, well, after a minor league game, he bent over to take his shoe off. And I guess he didn't untie the shoe. He just picked his leg up like we've all done a million times and tried to peel it off because he was just tired and wanted to get it off. Ended up tearing up his LCL, He's going to be out for so much of the year. And there was talk, is he going to have surgery? He's going to try and rehab it for a little while, see how that goes. If it doesn't work so well, then he'll end up going into surgery. So, I mean, fans, they've got some things to be frustrated about. You got your closer tearing up his knee because he's not untying his shoes. So pitching staff's a little bit interesting, to say the least.
Let's talk about the fans. You've got to read not what I would call baseball weather for people to tailgate at today. A team that it's maybe going to be interesting to watch. Maybe people aren't thinking they're a top contender. Do you see the fans there today being enthusiastic all the same?
This is pretty close to a sellout. Fans are enthusiastic. I was walking into the park today, and it was snowing a little bit, and fans are still out there, though. They're tailgating. I can smell the brat. People are standing around where they put all the coals and actually putting some cardboard in it to try and get a little flame going. So fans are excited. It's opening day. You have to be excited. Kind of hope springs eternal on a day like today. It's a great crowd. People are still, even with the game not being the best of scores, people are still just standing around and trying to enjoy opening day in baseball. So fans are, they know what it is, and I think it makes it easier than last year where you didn't know exactly what you had. This year, people know what they have. They know it's not going to be a team that's necessarily going to be going for a playoff spot, but it's a team that's going to be trying to get better and build for the future. And so it's just a different mentality this year, and people are really still into it.
And so, Reed, in a year that's got a lot of change going so far already, has Hank, the Brewers' dog, has he been sighted? Is he still looking the same?
Have not spotted Hank yet, but as far as I know, he is still doing well and he's still the same. People are kind of wondering about Hank a little bit and what was the latest news on him. And the Brewers, I think, put out something not too long ago that he's still doing great. So that was just such a fun story, and I hope that they maybe even build on that just a little bit more, especially if the play on the field's not that great this year. But no, as far as I know, he's still doing great.
Good.
And Reed, I got to ask, I went to a game last year and was lucky enough to be there on a bobblehead day, the Bob Uecker bobblehead, who has a proud spot on my desk now, often buried behind books. But still, he's there. Any good swag at opening day today?
The big swag, which is classic, is the magnet for the fridge, which has the full schedule on it. So that's what people are getting today. It's not as good as a Bob Uecker bobblehead, I would say, but that's what people are going for. I actually had a fan joke to me today. We were talking as we were just waiting in line. A lot of security this year, guys, based on the issues that have been going on around the world. They've really started upping security the last couple of years, but definitely taking their time this year, which is a good thing. But a fan actually commented, he laughingly said, I just come here for the magnet. That's why I come to open it. And obviously not true, but I thought that was pretty fun.
Nice. Well, we'll be watching them this season. Reed, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
That was Reed Magnum, sports director at WSUM Student Radio in Madison, joining us to talk about the opening day of Brewers baseball.
Looks like it might be a fun season to watch and watch these new players develop. Probably not one to go in with a lot of, I guess, hope.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, still fun to watch, as you said. And coming up, we're going to talk to a guest who says fears about social change in the United States are being reflected in the presidential election. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Farah. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.